since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
All right, good morning. Why do we play the good morning song of Won't You Be My Neighbor for Mr. Rogers? Because it's more than ever, it's weird that we've played it and the world's kind of fallen apart. I mean, the world, but it's just like it's calm, it's peaceful. It just kind of, Jason Kanz, as we step into the best 5 minutes of the day, it just is it's a centering. It's become a centering for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's absolutely true. For me, too, is just to hear that voice of Fred Rogers singing that song, you know, certainly brings me back to childhood. But for me, it's, as you said, kind of centers into just where we're living right now to remind that there is goodness out there. So it's a good thing.
Absolutely. All right. It is Tuesday, March 24th, 84th day of the year. In case you lost count, 283 days left until the end of the year. I was excited about leap year. I mean, you know, we had the extra day. We've had that. I was excited for the Olympics, and I have liked politics. It has become harder in recent years, but, you know, a presidential election year, presumably that's still going to happen, but this is not, you know, I was thinking this morning, one thing, and we're going to get to one of your devotions today. I promise we will. We need to. Notes from the Upper Room, the devotionals, your new book based on John 13 through 17, the book and then the devotional, but how God is a storyteller. And 75 to 80% of the Bible is story. But, man, his way of telling a story, he's the best storyteller. We shouldn't be surprised, right?
Right. Absolutely. You know, and again, I think not to minimize what's going on, but stories often have periods or chapters of disorientation, and I know that I feel that now, just feeling a bit afraid. When we were talking with Ed recently, Ed Ramsey, a friend of ours, he said, kind of differentiated between fear and anxiety, and fear is has to do with things we know, and anxiety has to do with the unknown. And I know there's been a sense of that. There's a lot of unknowns for a lot of us, day by day.
Yeah.
What's next week? What's next month? Next year? So.
And find those books, those resources. I'm thinking of books from Larry Crabb or Philip Yancey that have been helpful in the past, and go revisit them like you do old friends. And nobody I know loves books. I mean, no, there's some people who compete with you, but you love books a lot, and books can be, boy, I mean, people have kind of put these funny messages on Facebook, like, you know, God sent us to our room and stuff like that. I mean, the point is, like, there's a, if you don't read now, you're never gonna, right?
That's probably true. I was thinking about it yesterday and thinking, you know, all of you people who laugh at me for all the books that I've bought are now thinking, man, I wish I had access to all of those books. So.
Well, speaking of books, how about one of your own books, Notes from the Upper Room, the devotionals? You got 129 in there, and we're up to John 13:27b. And for folks, here's the great thing. People can get this, and they can follow along when we do get to these devotionals, because we're going to work through the whole thing. Trust me, it may take a couple of years, but we're going to work through the whole thing. So,
yeah.
I made Nathaniel.
Again, they can get it from me if they want to email me or touch base. It's also, if they want a paperback copy, you can get it through Amazon. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great option.
All right, so you can tell us at the end how they can do that. But
sure.
John 13:27b today. Go ahead. We need it.
Sure. So Jesus said to him, and he's talking to Judas, Jesus said to him, what you are going to do, do quickly. So Jesus was troubled and tormented by what was going to come. In his humanity, he absolutely didn't want to go through with the crucifixion. I mean, who of us would? And yet, in his divinity, he understood that there was no other way. To save people meant the cross. These eight words, what you're going to do quickly, were the only recorded verbal interaction between Jesus and Judas in the upper room. John gave us one other glimpse of Judas in the previous chapter, when Judas criticized the woman who anointed Jesus. The gospel writers recorded no other verbal engagement between Jesus and Judas. Even though Jesus was troubled in his spirit, he did not bargain with Judas, plead with him to reconsider, nor heap shame upon him. He spoke directly. What you are going to do quickly. Jesus knew that his purpose and plan, and he saw no need to put it off. I think many of us fail to live with the same level of conviction, right? We bargain, we avoid others or delay difficult conversations, we try to use shame as a motivator. Rather than facing conflict head-on, we dance around it. But Jesus taught us the value of being direct. So even thinking about that now and how, you know, what we're in the midst of something hard, how do we continue to maintain conviction to what we believe even now?
The value of being direct, yeah, well, grace and truth, right? I mean, early on in John, we get that message. He came full of grace and truth. I like how I believe grace comes first. And I think of the grace part as the relational. And not that the truth part doesn't matter, it does. But sometimes, and I'm sure I've been guilty of this, people can come and go, well, you need to hear the truth. And I'm like, well, please show a little grace along the way.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
And I, finally, for whatever reason, I prompted also a friend from days gone by, Rob Galata, here in the Eau Claire area. And he had taught me the idea of the truth, but sharing the last 10%. Like maybe with your spouse or your kids or a friend, you've shared, but are you willing to go further? As Scripture says, you know, faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. So, all right,
absolutely.
People want to order a copy of Notes from the Upper Room, the devotionals, or the short book as well. Remind us again.
Yeah, you bet. So you can get it through, it's available through Amazon. Most of my books have an e-book version available as well. So if you have a harder time getting the paperback stuff now and you want to do the Kindle version, you can. The devotions, I also, for anybody who wants them, I will be happy to send them a PDF for free. They can email me, jasoncans@yahoo.com. They can connect with me through Facebook, through my blog, or through my website, jasoncans.com. So any of those ways can get a copy of my writings and be happy to interact with people.
Terrific.
Them, so.
All right. We are working our way through John 13 right now. And free is always a good price, and it's well worth it. Jason, thanks so much, friend.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good one. Jason Cans.
So it seems like around the world, everything is kind of shutting down, and there's a lot of downsides to that. But I found some upsides, and this is really, really cool. The canals in Venice, because they are so shut down, are for the first time in, like, anyone's memory, crystal clear. And there's actually fish in them. There's actually a dolphin swimming in one. In the city, where is it? Cagliari. Which is the capital of an Italian island located about 600 miles away from Venice, says the ferry traffic has stopped, allowing the return of marine animals. And so there's actually dolphins returning to their harbor. There's swans swimming in the canals in Venice. And get this, China, which has so much air pollution, has had such a huge reduction in traffic. It's resulted in less pollution that's notable on NASA satellite images. Very significant. Yeah. So
see, some of the people have expressed concern that on the climate change debate, that because of this has had such drastic consequences, that they're like, oh, no, they're going to do this in the future. They're going to try to shut us completely down to show the impact it can have on the environment.
But I thought it was interesting. I mean, there is good that's coming about, if you will.
Yeah,
you know?
See, I've never been to Venice, would love to, never been. But in the movies I've watched with Johnny Depp and James Bond destroying things in Venice, I've never once seen a dolphin or a swan. So
right. Well, and people that have been to Venice are like, you know, it's not quite what it is in the movies because it smells of, you know, exhaust from the motors, and it's very crowded, and it's not the, you know, quiet kind of
whatever. You're crushing the romantic images.
I know, yeah, no, but now there's swans. Can you imagine swans in the Venice canals?
Nice.
I think it's cool.
I'm still going to wait a bit before taking a trip that direction.
Yeah,
nice to have that.
Well, COVID-19 is the dominating subject each and every day, and we just want to touch on a variety. Now, starting off today, I mean, the big story with this is Governor Evers breaking yesterday that he's going to have a safer at home order. Now, he did have a news conference yesterday. We had a link for it at the Web Facebook page, and having been to the Eau Claire City County Health Department news conference yesterday, I can tell you that they don't really know a whole lot more than you do.
No.
And we're waiting for the order to come down today. And then even as Lisa Giese was saying, that we'll kind of break it down from there. But a lot of folks wondering, like, all right, am I going to be seeing through the day? Now, the one thing I want to emphasize, it sounds like Ms. Giese emphasized that it sounds like this is not going to be immediately enforceable. However, if you go back to St. Patrick's Day, that day they came out with the announcement and there was immediately enforceable meant by a certain time.
Yeah.
Bars and restaurants to-go orders. So
can I just say, too, yesterday on the heels of this, I saw so many municipalities posting on social media to please not call emergency dispatch, like 911. Do not call 911 to ask if you're essential or not, because they were getting flooded with calls. So just be patient.
Right. Yeah, people were asking my job. And so the word will come down, and so we'll kind of work it out. Now, other things, the latest announcement out of Milwaukee this morning, Summerfest, the latest to postpone their event, the big music event on the lake. And so that's a big announcement. The Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics have also been postponed as well, too. So
there are some positives. Puzzle and toy sales are up.
Yes.
So I've seen a lot of people posting the pictures of puzzles they've completed, right?
Did you see the picture of the puzzle we completed?
I did.
Yeah, the dog ate 4 pieces. We were so upset.
Well, that seems to be a challenge in a lot of homes, having all the pieces there.
Do you still use that big like puzzle board that Dean made that you can slide?
And guess what we're
going to
do?
Couch?
Catan. We're going to play Catan on there so we can tuck it away and take it back out. Because, Caleb got us a Catan game for Christmas a couple years ago. Caleb, I'm so sorry. We've never learned how to play it because it's kind of intimidating.
Well, honestly, that we have the exact same thing because there's a game called Munchkins, I think it's called, that my brother and sister-in-law, who are big, big game players, gave us. And it also was a while ago, and we dug it out, and it's super complicated.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we started trying to learn to play it, and then we thought, maybe we'll put this aside and
take
it up again.
Because Catan is like a long-standing game. Like, it takes a while to play, right?
Yeah, but it's so much fun.
Okay.
So my presence on the show has definitely lowered the dollar value on gift-giving. Because this past Christmas, we gave $1 gifts, and you used to give Catan to each other.
No, that was like an extreme. Okay. And then I was like, oh my goodness. But it was very generous, and it was a great gift. And
I
have this
immense
guilt. I have this guilt that we haven't. But at least I'm honest about it.
Yeah.
And we are. That was one of the first things the kids said when we started with all this. They're like, we're going to learn to play Catan. Yes, we are. And we shall thank the Spensons for it.
There shall be a lot of fun.
Is it like Risk?
I've never played Risk.
Oh, really?
It's different.
Risk is great. I would say there's much more structured wheeling and dealing in Catan than Risk, because I don't know, Risk sometimes there's way more house rules. There's house rules in Catan as well too.
Yeah.
But how do you play family games and not hurt each other's feelings? That seems to be challenging sometimes.
You don't?
Like
it's trying times for us all.
So we've been talking off of the air about marriage and the joys and challenges of marriage, because I came across this. It says, thoughts and prayers going out to all the married men who've spent months telling the wife, I'll do that when I get time. Which sparked a whole conversation.
The day is now.
The day is now. The
time
has come.
You're not going anywhere.
Right.
Maybe
you
not
have
even
time.
To work. Yeah. But the question being raised, like, you know, internationally.
Yes.
How is your marriage handling coronavirus?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently not all well. I mean, in China, actually, in one location, Zhihan, as a result of the couples having been quarantined in close quarters for an extended period, they've seen a spike in divorces. We don't want to see that. So I love the song that Caleb just played for King and Country, Burn the Ships. I love that maritally. Like, that's our mindset, right? Just like, you're in.
Yeah.
And you're going to work through this. Mm-hmm. And it's going to maybe take counseling. It's going to take some help from friends. There's going to be highs and lows, but seeing it through.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I've been really working hard on is, so no date nights for a while. How can we adjust to that? Because date nights are wonderful. You go and you reconnect, and it's just you and the spouse, you know, no kids, and yet that's not really an option.
You can get some to-go food and eat.
And so that's right. Exactly what we're talking about, you know, is like just telling the kids, this is our date night. You are, you know, not to come out of your rooms or, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Because we need to focus
better,
on
that. If the weather gets better, it's like utilize the deck or the porch
right.
or
we're
backyard.
Talking about doing a campfire outside, just he and I for a little,
And maybe, you know, taking time to appreciate your spouse mm-hmm. even more. I know I mentioned kind of in jest, but over the weekend as I'm spending, you know, a lot of time at home, my wife was changing the baby. I was like, man, you've changed the baby a lot today. What's going on? She's like,
oh,
no,
this that's is, just how often.
This is normal.
Yeah, right.
This is
right,
what
right.
happens. And I thought, wow, there are a lot of things that maybe I don't mm-hmm. experience quite as much with my busyness attitude, too. So being able to appreciate. And can I just say, too, as we go into this song from Big Daddy Weave, I know one of the things that has really been impressed upon me is the example to the world, the testimony. Again, marriage is what? Marriage is a picture of Christ and his church. And sticking it out, it's difficult. But sometimes mm-hmm. the loudest testimony you can have is sticking it out and saying, you know what? This is a picture of what truly lasts forever.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, friends.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.